Okay, we're gonna get started again.
Okay, but anyway, I would love to follow up. Okay. Oh yeah, I would love to.
11:35, back in session.
Thank you so much, board members. Kurt Cottrell, Administrator. Item E2, and thank you for the gallery. We're kind of cutting line just a bit. We have a couple folks from Kauai that I would really like to get up to the mic. So this is a very straightforward request for a right of entry for the Friends of King Kamu Ali'i to install a statue that they have a grant made for.
Just kidding.
I like that. At Paula'ula, or Russian Fort Elizabeth, as it's also known as. We've been working really closely. Martha Yen has taken the lead on working on the process to get the statue going. They have a grant need that my other staff people are working on for getting release of funds to pay for the statue. And so without any further ado, if you folks would like to come up and say a few words.
I'm Alitha Kohi. I'm the president of the Friends of King Kamu Ali'i, and I'm also a sixth generation of the king. It has been a passion for me. Many people have tried to memorialize the king, but nothing has happened over the years. In 2012, I was inspired by a painting that was done by Brooke Parker, a local boy here in Honolulu. I was inspired to reactivate the Friends of King Kamu Ali'i. It has been a journey, not to put a statue first, but to educate our children. And I have to tell you, I was in a classroom one day, and I asked a child, "Do you know who Kamu Ali'i is?" And they looked and scratched their heads and stamped theirs, you know, and said, "Well, Highway 50. I was very embarrassed. So it's a journey to educate the community, lectures, storytelling, ho'olauleas, and fundraising. And we are at the point now that our statue will be arriving. It's in California. Perhaps in April. This is the latest date that I have. Probably not will be installed until the fall because we still have the infrastructure. So I'm here to ask you to approve place the statue at the fort, which is Paula'ula, the name of the heiau. And then also the entry to go back and forth so that we can do the infrastructure. So I ask for your humble approval for this lifetime thing. Mahalo kia koa.
Where the statue going to be placed, though?
Where is the statue going to be placed?
Where is it? It's going to be not in the fort. It's going to be on the Mauka side, on the far end, overlooking Ni'ihau, Waimea Town, and the ocean.
Mauka side of the highway?
No.
It's
or
of Makai the of the highway. Okay. Yeah. But it's not in the fort.
But the Mauka side of the fort.
Yeah.
That's a good place.
Yeah.
Exhibit A shows the location.
As you come in. As you come into the fort. As you come into the park. From the highway.
From the highway.
Yeah.
You enter the park. But you would be able to probably see the statue from the highway.
My number. Yeah. And then the access you guys talking about would be from the main entrance, come down.
Yeah.
I know they blocked one entrance, one access already. Is it going to be using the same access or?
The
same entrance to.
Yeah. You know, I don't know the exhibits on top of my house.
Oh, what? Yeah. How they're going to enter and how they're going to exit.
Oh, where?
The main road, right here.
It's the same way that you enter into the park and into the fort. It's that way, but I think the state also, Martha's here, so there's also another capital improvement for that area.
Okay. Oh, I thought it was going to be the Mauka side of the Makai side of the fort. I thought that would be a better
one. The Mauka side is the corn company.
Yeah.
Across the street, yeah.
Oh, no. On Russian fort property below the fort on the Makai side.
When you enter, but not, you have no, the trees? Just
now. I know it's there now.
Yeah. You come visit me, I'll take you.
Yeah. I talked to you how many times in the valley already on a problem you used to have.
Thank you. I don't know. Any questions?
I have to say that looking at the maquette and I saw a few photos of the work in progress, and I'm familiar with the mahiole of Kaumu Ali'i. Beautiful, one of a beautiful existing mahiole, and it's great to see that depicted in 3D on that statue there. I was thinking about how the Ali'i of Kauai, the regalia is similar and yet distinct from those of the Kamehameha line and those guys, and so it's great to see that Kauai expression in this statue.
Thank you. Any other questions?
Just questions for staff. Chair.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Any other public testimony on this?
Martha's the brains behind the operations.
Hey, Martha. So in the consultation, KHPRC and SHPI have been consulted with. Is there any indication that, because it's a national registered site, right? So
it's actually a landmark.
Landmark, yeah, excuse me. So do you have any feeling where KHPRC or SHPI is going to weigh in on this?
I did talk to SHPI yesterday, coincidentally. Okay. They will be asking for a preservation plan that will address the statue as part of the park and how we're going to manage. They didn't indicate any objections to the statue, just I think that we look forward in terms of how we're going to care for it and pull it into the interpretation at the park. We did try to consult with the National Historic Landmarks Program several times and never received any response. But
either response after you put it up.
And they'll love it.
And they'll love it.
And I've also asked KHPRC several times to put it on their agenda. They have had trouble with membership and having quorum.
Okay.
But I do want to credit the Friends of Kamuali'i for doing basically island-wide consultation and outreach. And I feel like they've done a lot of the groundwork.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I just hope it doesn't serve as an impediment to implementing the statute. The plan.
The designation,
Well, and I know SHPI did, you know, ask why we selected the location we did for the statue. And again, that goes back in large part to Aletha and culturally how she wanted the king to be basically able to oversee the entire Ahupua'a.
Thank you.
Okay, any other questions? If not, is there a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve E1.
Second.
E2. E2.
Okay, E2.
You can approve E1 now, too, if you want.
All in favor?
Aye.
Do you want to say something? No. Aye.
Okay. Mahalo.
Thank you.
Thank you for all your hard work.
Yeah.
Well, next we have
really looking forward to it.
One more thing. The king will be overlooking. Captain Cook. Statue in Waimea Town. At least he's above Captain Cook.
Yeah, that's been a suggestion because I'm on highway. I'm on the highway.
Captain Cook's statue, which is right at the entrance of Waimea. Make sure he's higher than him.
Thank you.
Okay, we're doing F.
F1, F1, F2.
F1 and F. Did we do F1?
F1 we did already.
F2. We did F1, so F2.
Aloha, Chair and Board members. I'm Brian Nielsen, the Administrator of Division of Aquatic Resources, also joined by our Protected Species Specialist, Kristen Kelly. So this is Agenda Item F2. request for approval to enter into a federally funded contract for year one of a three-year grant. Year one will not exceed $181,226 between the Board of Land and Natural Resources and Cascadia Research Collective to provide service to support state efforts to manage endangered species, to understand the health threats and status of insular false killer whale populations and other endangered species in Hawaii, declaration of exemption for contract actions under HRS Chapter 343 and Chapter 11-200. So this would be the second three-year contract that we've gone into with Cascadia Research Collective. Their scientists are probably the leading experts on false killer whales in the Hawaiian Islands. Their lead researcher, Robin Baird, has been studying false killer whales for over 20 years. We've been very happy with their work in the last contract and feel confident going into this one. Kristen can answer any specific questions about false killer whales or the project, or I can try to help as well.
Can I just say I had a chance to see you folks in action. It's really, really impressive how very detailed is your knowledge of false killer whales out there and finding different populations, and I really appreciate your work on this.
Yeah, this is the first year, right, of a, because I don't recall seeing
second,
any.
Second three-year one?
Second three-year
second
contract.
Second three-year
yeah.
contract, okay.
Yeah.
So dealing with false killer whale.
Yeah.
Awesome. One of these days you need to do a little report on the status of that first contract, because
okay.
that would be fascinating.
Okay.
When I saw and other endangered species, I thought, really? There's like 800 endangered species in Hawaii, but you meant marine.
Nice try.
Marine.
Yeah. Okay, other questions? Any public testimony?
Not move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very
Thank
much.
You.
Okay, D9.
C1.
I know, but actually, I didn't skip you. We got. Yeah, you're next.
Warning on. Warning in Harold Caldwell, Land Division. D9 is a submittal to authorize a right of entry to Seymour Resources Hawaii to act as an interim operator manager of the East Kauai irrigation system. I don't know if we have new board members, but basically a kind of a short update was when the revocable permits for water came for renewal last year, the East Kauai Water Users Co-op elected not to renew their permit. And basically it expired at the end of the year. There's kind of a lot of different potential actions in play. One of them is there's a bill in the legislature to fund the Department of Agriculture to take over management of the system. We're also looking for any other potential agencies to manage it as well. If no other agency comes forward, we're going to move forward with doing studies to potentially shut down the system if nobody else wants to manage it. In the interim, though, what we want to do is get an operator to manage and maintain the system for really to address public health and safety issues, because the reservoirs and the ditches can't just be left abandoned in the interim. And also to kind of preserve the, knowing that there's a potential future, or there could be a potential future user, ensure that the system kind of remains viable and it's, you know, it can deliver water. The ROE is not going to allow essentially the permittee to act as like the new co-op, so they won't be delivering water, you know, operating the system to deliver water to anybody. It's just strictly to keep the system sort of viable in the interim. We're also working to procure on a long-term procurement of a long-term contract or longer-term contract. This is just merely a sort of a stopgap measure to allow somebody or an entity to, which is the applicant here, to get onto the system and manage it for the interim until we can issue our contract. And the applicant, Seymour Resources Hawaii, has they're experienced in kind of managing these systems. And just to clarify, we're not paying them for this. Mr. Seymour can explain maybe that arrangement a little better, but we're just simply giving them access to the system. We're not, there's not a contract, we're not paying anybody. It's just a, like I said, a stopgap till we can get our contract ready. And I'm sorry, the second part also is we're requesting waiver of a phase one environmental site assessment that was a part of the prior revocable permit because for the co-op, given the cost of preparing a phase one and looking at the kind of limited use of the system, we felt that they had requested a waiver due to the cost, and we'd done a site visit, gone out there, and we didn't see anything amiss. It looks like they were using the system as authorized. There was not anything going on that would kind of strike or raise our any red flags as to that. So we figured that if we could kind of waive that requirement for them to do it and just kind of move past sort of their management of the system and move forward with hopefully a new alternative.
Yeah, especially since it's a one-year period,
yeah. Right,
that this is active. I have a question for you representing Seymour.
Yes.
And are you folks interested in a longer-term relationship here, if things work?
They are, absolutely.
Okay.
So, just to clarify, though, you're requesting a waiver of the phase one as to the prior user.
Yeah, the prior permit.
East Kauai Water Users Cooperative. So in other words, if our normal practice is to require a phase one when you're stopping a long-term use,
right.
You're saying you checked it out, it's you don't think this is a situation that calls for one.
Yeah, because it was not even...
It's a ditch.
Yeah, it's a ditch with the reservoirs, and the reservoir looked to be in standard operation, didn't seem to be any issues with it. We checked out the intakes, nothing appeared to be amiss there, so.
So, Ian, prior, the ditch and the reservoir was because of the sugar plantation operation. Does this ditch also feed pastoral land as well as residential, like DHHL?
I don't think the system feeds residential, that's my understanding. I'm not sure if it feeds DHHL, but mostly it feeds or does feed the co-op members who are mostly all agriculture operators.
Right.
They
so
may
have
some.
You have grow farms and of that nature. Are they on that system?
I don't. Grow farm is on a different system.
Okay.
We have the co-op members who are all smaller agricultural operators. I believe the system can also serve the lands owned by Bette Midler that are in, my understanding, pasture lease and some other, but it's largely all potential agricultural users.
Okay. I don't think that it serves Hawaiian homes. Hawaiian homes is on the
different
other side
system.
Of the Wailua River. Yeah. Wasn't that was another lady that came, the older lady, Stan's friend? She was on that, she was against it.
Hammerquist.
Yeah, but no.
That's a different system.
That's a different system. Hawaiian homes is... This is on the north side of the Wailua River, and the Hawaiian Homes is on the south side of the Wailua River.
Yeah. Okay.
My question, maybe it's a little rude question of the applicant, but okay, what's in it for you? You're just going to maintain our system for free. I'm happy. I'm very, very happy that this is happening.
So I grew up on Kauai.
Uh-huh.
So born here, raised on Kauai,
uh-huh.
And my dad worked for the sugar plantations, mm-hmm. and had a long career. He's had a long career in irrigation ever since. He's the owner of our company. Mm-hmm. And when I look at the east side of Kauai, the only viable method of maintaining agricultural operations is through this system.
Mm-hmm.
If this system dies, so does the potential of ag on the east side.
I agree. Yeah,
and that's my home.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I would love to see agriculture over subdivisions for a vast majority of the land.
That's terrific. Why wouldn't we let them use some water for farmers while they're maintaining the system?
Well, I think my understanding, talking to the applicant, is that eventually this is just kind of a stopgap, and we want to sort of move to essentially having a contractor there, potentially, the applicant, it depends on the procurement.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the difference is that we're sort of paying them to maintain the system, so I don't know if we would sort of pay them without anybody paying us for the water at that point. You know, we have a much different set of operations from my understanding too, is that, you know, our costs would be a lot higher if we actually operated the system to act as a full delivery. Yeah, I mean, that's actually
deliver
water. Yeah. Also, that's a water permit question, which drove this shutdown in the first place.
Yeah. Well, we would, you know, we could approve an RP again.
That's the whole issue.
My understanding is, and talking with, you know, Mr. Seymour, is that they're not necessarily interested in having an RP because, much like the sort of issues that kind of bedeviled the co-op, is, you know, you have the maintenance response, you know, the full maintenance responsibility, the liability, whatever other, you know, the issue. Okay. And, you know, you do have to still pursue the long-term lease. So I don't know if, you know, I'm not going to, I was very clear to the, you know, Mr. Seymour about what the consequences are of getting a permit. So
I have a question.
So,
you know, go ahead, Bobby.
So basically, this is a right entry. You're just going over and survey the situation on what needs to be done.
We'd be available in poor weather situations to pull logs out of ditches or trees that fall in, clean the grading so the ditch banks don't overflow, things of that nature.
And also maintain the water
levels. Yes.
Yeah, maintain the water levels in the reservoirs if there's heavy rain.
Yeah, essentially you're maintaining the viability of that system.
Exactly.
Down the road, Ian, is the Department of Agriculture going to be involved?
I hope so. There was a bill last year at the legislature to provide funding and positions, and it never got
bill
passed.
Bill 223 never passed.
Yeah, and you know, my understanding is that that's not necessarily an administration measure, but if it passes, from my understanding, DOA is open, you know, is agreeable to take it, but they just need the support.
Okay, any other questions? Any public testimony? Sir? You want to make room for
me? James Kim, Manapu Senior, concerned family grandparent, great grandparent again. You know, the only thing I'm worried about is that when we let somebody use the water, eventually we get to lose them. So I'm just curious, what kind of safety things we have in place so that as the future goes, you know, as a gentleman that I appreciate his work, I appreciate his help. But what if you decide to give them to him? On Kauai, a lot of farmers are looking for water. Yeah? You guys know that, right? A lot of farmers are looking for water. So how come you guys not going to let the water go into the ocean? Is that what you guys going to do right now? I mean, isn't there a farmer close to the system that can really utilize the water? So, my only concern is, I hate to see us guys getting the shaft again. Yeah? So, I don't know how you guys can do it, but please put the contract you guys can have with him. That if he does get the water in the future, no matter how far back it is, that the farmers will get to use the water, don't be dropped off.
So, Mr. Monica, just so you understand the submittal, because we agree with you about the need to preserve water for farmers. I think we're all in agreement here. Right now, the farmers that have been using it don't want to manage the system anymore and go into a long-term relationship. So we're trying to figure it out. And Mr. Seymour has offered to just take care of the ditch while we're figuring it out.
You know, for me, that's fine. But I'm just worried about the future and where the water will go.
Yeah.
Because like you said, there are farmers there. And they don't want to manage it because they're willing to pay the state. So please don't let it make it become so high in the cost of the water that the farmer's going to have to get away from that. And then I know he said no development, but you know, you got to come Wainai. Yeah? Wainai was all agriculture. Look at him today. We're going to be another Hawaii time. So that's what I'm concerned about. Yeah. Is that we don't lose something that is very important to us, and that's water. Thank you.
Mahalo. You know what? I hope you live forever.
at least a great-great-great-great-grandfather.
Okay, well, staff? Any other public testimony?
I wasn't planning, but...
Go ahead, Mr. Downing.
County Downing individual. I think it's great that you're going to allow someone to maintain and understand it. Mm-hmm. Because if he has the opportunity to get a bid to use it, he'll have a good idea what it's going to cost. Mm-hmm. And I think at that point it'd be a good idea that he's going to give the board to know what it actually costs. And it'll be from Kauai. I'm sure he plans to live and die there. So because of that, he'll do something that is fair for everybody to succeed. So I think it's a good idea. Thank you.
Okay, board. Any questions for staff?
Ian, does this... while we're trying to figure out and while Mr. Seymour is in the pitch, does that hamper his ability to, how do I put this correctly? In the event that when you go out and you solicit the bids or however, right, does this hamper his ability to apply for that?
I don't.
Giving him an unfair advantage previous to or greater than any other applicant.
I don't believe it should interfere with the procurement because there's no contractual, relationship between us. And we're not, definitely not, we're definitely not paying him. You know, there's no, I mean, it's just,
But it's not the pay I'm worried about. It's the expertise that he gains during this time that gives him unfair advantage over other applicants. So you might want to check with AG. I'm just shooting it out there because, right, I feel you're from Kauai, I think you want to do the right thing, but just might want to check into that.
Any other questions for staff? Nope. If not, we have a motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
It's been moved in second. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you. We will go to
C.
C.
No, we're done there.
Yeah, we go.
We're going with C, I think.
Yeah.
Six. C1.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
C1, A, B, and C.
Yeah, C1.
I see one of you.
I see two today.
Yeah, and we have folks here that are willing to testify. I'll lay it out just generally. We're going through an annual review of grants that are over 5 years. They recently had an audit that asked that we do an annual review of any grants pending over 5 years, and just making sure that people are working diligently to complete them and assessing the likelihood of completion. There's three grants right now that are up for consideration. The Ulupo Heiau Buffer over in Kolapoko, 3.44 acres, looking to add some buffer lands around the Ulupo Heiau. The department plans to complete the transaction no later than December 31st, 2020, and we have representatives from State Parks and the YMCA, who's the seller, if you have any questions. The second one is the Hakipu'uloi Kalo project, $350,000 grant from Land Conservation Fund, 1.5 acres of coastal lands in Kolapoko. And we have representatives from folks, Trust for Public Land and others that are can speak to this, but we're working right now. TPL is working with the City and County of Honolulu to negotiate a conservation easement that the city will hold as part of their matching funds for the project. And then there's Kokua Kalihi Valley, the Ho'ula Ola project, Ho'ulu Ola, $900,000 grant for 11.4 acres in Kalihi Valley. They've been doing great work in the back of the valley, tremendous community project. We have folks here that can answer questions about that as well. We went on a site visit this week, and really impressive work they're doing up there in the back. So the recommendations are that we defer action on all three of these We feel that there's a likelihood of these being completed in a reasonable amount of time. There's been some difficulties and they've been delayed, but it looks like they're moving. And, all really good projects. The other thing with this money, if we cancel these contracts, it just rolls back into the land legacy above the ceiling. We won't have access to it. So it seems like it's reasonable at this point to extend them for another year and hopefully be able to complete the projects. So if you have any questions, we have Dave Penn from our land legacy program, and we have folks from the public here that can testify and give you details on any of the particular projects.
Yeah. I have a couple of comments. I mean, the Ulupo one, I know, has been a long-standing series of negotiations with the YMCA, and so I'm familiar with that. That takes time, and that seems a reasonable one to me. And likewise, the Kokua, Kalihi Valley one. What's the name of the bridge that goes over?
It's the Burmeister overpass.
Yeah, Burmeister. And so the whole Burmeister estate and working with that estate, I know it has been, even when Likelike,
yeah,
highway was being made, they were difficult, huge, difficult negotiations with landowners there. So I can understand that there would be long-term things to work out with that. But the one in the middle, the Hakipu'u Lo'ian, I'm less familiar with. And so if they're willing to talk about what the issues were for that one, I'm confident with, along with you, that there's entirely reasonable explanations behind the five-year terms for these today.
Okay. We have TPO.
Well, I think we have people who cover all of them.
All of them, yeah.
For public testimony.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to hearing from them.
Okay.
Start with Kaiyao.
Hakipu. Yeah.
Dale Wallace, and then Huni Jackson, and then Michael.
Aloha, Kaiyao Wallace from Ho'ala'aina Kupuna.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Taking care of Akipuloi. I'll let you start. Are you on?
Yeah, so just to update kind of on the more.
And your name?
This is, I'm Reina Ramalete Hayashi. I'm a project manager with the Trust for Public Land.
Thank you.
And so we, you know, stepped in kind of mid-negotiations with the landowner as a temporary bridge owner, because the landowner was going to sell on the open market and we didn't want the community to lose the opportunity to acquire the parcel for the community. So we currently are the temporary owner of the property, and we, the community has been working for about 7 years to save this lo'i. It's one of the last lo'i in Hakipu'u that has been cultivated really since ancient times. And the reason for some of the delay was a switch in the nonprofit owner and steward from Kahuli to Ho'ala'aina Kupono, which this board approved in 2018. And since then, we've made really great progress. So we went before the City Clean Water and Natural Lands Fund. They provided the remaining funding that we need to complete the acquisition in September. We completed an environmental phase one assessment this fall, and it came back clean, which is great news. And now we are negotiating with the city, Department of Land Management, to determine the terms of a conservation easement, because the city will requires owning a property interest over that land in order to contribute funding towards saving and conserving it. So we're negotiating with the city now, and once that's finalized, we'll get an appraisal of the conservation easement, and then we can move forward with closing.
Great.
Yeah. Nice. And Koala has really tremendous experience in, you know, Malama Aina education, engaging the community in volunteer work days in Kahana and Hakipu'u. They have great relationships with area schools, community groups that come in that can learn about, you know, traditional kalo farming, Malama Aina values. So
what are you doing with the kalo?
So right now, you know, it's just donated to people that kind of help to maintain the lo'i and the awai and kind of the stream. And then, you know, pounding.
Yeah, they do run programs for schools and community, and it's shared there, so kids learn how to kuli kalo. and then feed the community.
Great work.
Yeah. I have full confidence in that part. I was just curious about what was the delay thing, but you made a very clear explanation of that.
So given this outstanding issues, is 2021 enough time?
We're hoping to close in the next few months, but a lot of it depends on the city. The city has other acquisitions that, you know, sometimes take priority, so negotiations can get prolonged. So, yeah. Okay.
Have anything else to add? No? Do we have anyone more? Do we have someone from YMCA?
I'm here from the YMCA, Michael Chinaka. I'm not paying. I'm
okay.
Here just to answer any questions that you might have.
All right.
Thank you.
Staff? Any other? We don't have any more public testimony.
Do we have Kokoro Karihi?
Yeah.
Yes,
I'm also here
just
to answer any questions anybody has.
Okay.
Anything else to add? You guys are fine.
No, we're good with it.
If not, your motion?
So moved.
Second.
We moved in second. All in favor say
aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Good
chair.
C3.
We have a public testifier for C3.
C3.
Turn. She's just an internal. Okay, C3 is request for approval of a settlement between the Department of Land and Natural Resources and Dole Food Company regarding the real property acquired for the Eva Forest Reserve. This is the Halemanu Wilderness Area acquisition, which is approved by the board. You have quite a bit of information in your packet regarding a discrepancy that came up when we went to do the maps, the CSF maps for this. And it turned out that DAG survey feels that part of the parcel that we acquired was actually already owned by the state. So they were saying it goes to the stream. Everybody else is saying it goes to the crest of the gulch. And so there is this section in between. There's definitely a discrepancy. Not everybody agrees on this. The surveyors don't agree necessarily. We filed a claim with title guarantee and they didn't agree. We have gone back and forth and negotiated with Dole. And basically come up with a settlement that hopefully will put it to rest. I mean, one of the things that kind of sums it up for me is, so we're talking with the AG. The AG's accepted the settlement.
Say that again, Chris.
Attorney General's office has supported settling as per recommended by the staff. The funders involved, we have several different funding agencies, they all agree with the settlement. The cost of the total project is still below fair market, so there's quite a range in the appraisals for this parcel that is in question. But even if you took the highest appraisal and applied it to the cost that we paid, we're still below fair market on the acquisition. And the AG's office has informed us that the results of litigation on this, if we were to press it, would be uncertain. And we just feel like the potential gains are offset by the cost of any potential litigation moving forward, and we just as soon settle it and be done with it. We're satisfied with it. Land Division has some issues with it. There's a letter in here where they think we should continue to negotiate, but we're recommending that we just settle and move on. We do have Dan Nellis from Dole here, if you have any questions from Dole.
Yeah, if anybody has questions, I'll be happy to answer.
So my main question would be, you said, hopefully this will end all dispute. And what I want to hear this will clearly end all
dispute. This will be the end of it.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. That's what I wanted to hear. I don't want to hear, hopefully this ends the dispute.
Yeah, sorry, no.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Is the AG that we have with us at the meeting here the same AG that advised on whether this is a reasonable?
Julie Chin is here from the AG's office.
Julie Chin out here.
Okay. Is that Julia Cameron? Yes, Julie is,
yes.
Was the
Julie,
work on this. Okay, I didn't see you.
I think we have some questions.
Okay.
If you could come up.
I wonder if I could make a motion to go into executive session
yes,
to consult
like
with our attorney, given that I think that whether we accept this or not is largely a matter of an evaluation that the attorneys have made of both the costs and prospects of continuing the litigation rather than settling it. So to make a motion to go into executive session, hopefully briefly, to consult
okay.
with our counsel.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Do we want to just take a lunch break now?
I'd be happy to.
Okay, yes, so we will aim to come back at 1.
Executive session. Be back at 1. 12:15. Executive session. Be back.
Okay.
It was estimated 117,000.